August 13, 1921. Sadness does not enter into the divine will. The divine will contains the substance of all joys, and the fount of all happinesses. I was feeling very afflicted, and my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, courage, I don't want you afflicted. Because for one who lives in my will, the smile of heaven, the contentment of the blessed, the peace of the saints caress the whole of her being. My will contains the substance of all joys, the fount of all happinesses, and one who lives in my will, even in sorrow, feels pain and joy, tears and smile, bitterness and sweetness, kneaded together within her. Contentment is inseparable from my will. You must know that as you think in my will, as you speak, as you work, as you love, etc., you deliver to my will as many children, for as many thoughts as you make, for as many words as you say, for as many works and acts of love as you emit. These children multiply to the infinite in my will and go around throughout heaven and through the entire earth, bringing new joy, new glory and contentment to heaven, and new grace to the earth. Going through all hearts, carrying my sighs, my moans, the pleas of their mother who wants them saved, and who wants to give them her life. Now, these children, birthed from my will, in order to be recognized as my children, must resemble and have the same manners of the mother who delivered them. If they look sad, they will be put out of heaven, being told, sadness cannot enter our residence. They will not find their way into the creatures, because in seeing them sad, creatures will doubt that they are true legitimate children of my will. Besides, one who is sad does not have the grace to creep into others, to conquer them and dominate them. One who is sad is not capable of heroism, and of giving himself for the good of all. Many times these children are aborted, dying during labor, without coming out to the light of the divine will.